Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and RJ here with you. We're at the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles, and it just doesn't get any better than this. Not a place where you can get into, unfortunately, if you have not made reservations for to be here on Sunday. But we've also got March Madness coming your way, and we want you to go to the website now and find out how you can get here for March Madness, because it is the place to be. If you've never been in a casino in wherever, in Vegas or now here, if you've never been in a sports book, it is the only place to be for March Madness, because it is just so much fun. In a 27-point game, you're going to have people screaming and cheering for baskets, because the number is much more important than that basket was. Joining us now is the general manager out here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Gregory Hennigan, with us here once again. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Glad to have you guys back.
Man, we love being here. You know that. And thank you so much for having us. We really, really appreciate it. We asked Josh this a little while ago how your expectations of this, of the sports book, and actually what it's been.
Oh, it's crazy in here. Every Saturday and Sunday through football season, it's just been nuts in here. And this weekend's going to be the pinnacle.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be fantastic. It'll slow down in the football off season for you?
Yes. Once football season's over, it quiets down a little bit.
March Madness is going to be great, though.
Yes.
Talking about that. People can get here for March Madness, right?
Oh, absolutely. This will be very busy during that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It'll be crazy.
It'll be crazy. And it's just so. And even if you don't get in here, because you got all of the different restaurants and casino and everywhere else that's got TVs as well. I mean, you can still get here and you can still play, even if you can't get into the sports book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's good. And we were talking about the rooms. You still got a couple of rooms available this weekend?
We do. Absolutely.
Really?
We do. We got a few left. Not a lot.
Not a lot. Just a couple. But once the jet takes off, you got to fill up those seats. So let's fill them
Absolutely.
Up. Let's fill up the plane and get over here, because, I mean, it's the place to be. Is the pool still going pretty good?
Absolutely. We keep that pool heated to 82 degrees and the lazy river.
I saw everyone out in the pool yesterday.
It's a beautiful day. A beautiful day for golfing and a beautiful day to hang out by the pool.
Oh, I did that yesterday and going to do it again today out there at the golf course. I'm in the tournament out there with the Pro AM tournament, which is fantastic, which is so much fun. But that's funny because, yeah, well, I come in the summer and I'm out by the pool, but I'm thinking, well, I would imagine it's not all that lively. It's all that lively in the winter too, but it is.
Oh, we get a lot of families here, and those kids, they want to swim all year long, so we keep that pool nice and toasty warm.
So you are, it's family friendly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot for the kids to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty, and all the different restaurants and everything else. Mom and dad can go in the casino. The kids can still, they can be out by the pool or whatever. You got
right.
There's games, all kinds of great stuff for the kids to
do. Well, dad
well.
Can be in the casino. Mom still got to be with the kids at the pool.
Well,
or can't be letting your kids run around like lunatics like you would do, John. Kids have to have some supervision.
Well, or mom can be in the casino and dad can be by the pool.
Take turns. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I had to say
or,
that.
Or bring a nanny.
You see, I'm not like you.
Bring a big, not even big brothers. They can't do it. You're going to have to bring mother-in-law. Mother-in-law has to watch.
You want to travel mother-in-law to
Well, you
got to
go two. You got to go two rooms.
Is that what you're looking for?
You got to go two rooms.
At least two or three rooms. So what a fun football season this was. I hate to see it. I hate that this is Sunday, that Super Bowl is Sunday. I just hate that. But we do have Roughnecks. Are you gonna have you'll have Roughnecks games on here, right?
Yeah.
Are we gonna take bets on the XFL?
I believe so. I think we're all lined up.
Do they
DraftKings? You can bet on just about anything.
Any, do they set lines?
Yeah, of course. I think yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, then let's go. Now we still got the football season. We got our Roughnecks. Will be on.
Now we're talking.
Now we got. Yeah.
How's what's it been like? So we were here. John and I were here. Just kind of out of curiosity, we were here the second week of football season. Right? Was it week one? No, it was week two.
Was it? I don't know.
It was week two. It was the second. You sure it was after week one?
Week one.
When the Colts?
Yeah, we saw the Cowboys in the Bucs.
That was week one?
That was week
okay.
one. Okay. Yeah.
So it was after the Colts and the Texans tied. And then Tennessee actually lost because the Giants went for two. That was week
That's
one?
Right. Yep.
Okay. So we were here for Sunday Night Football, and then we did broadcast for week one, headed into week two. That's what
right.
it was. See, we got through a whole football season. What did it end up being like? Anything different than you expected, or what was it like to have the sportsbook open this year? Because you've been here before the sportsbook was open,
right? It ended up being even a bigger draw than I think we imagined. This place is amazing, as you can see, and it's just brought in people like crazy. And we had some heavy action all year long. We've got some heavy action this weekend. Right now, everybody's betting on the Eagles.
Is it?
It is. Yeah.
Everybody's sitting on the Eagles.
That's what I like.
I like the Eagles too. But I'm going to tell you this: that's kind of scary. What is that? A point and a half still? Where is it?
Yes, I believe
it's a point and a half.
It is. Yeah.
What's the percentage of people from Houston here that stay here?
About 80%.
Is it really?
Wow. Yeah. We get a big Texas crowd. You know, they love all the Landry's restaurants we have on property, and they're familiar with Mr. Fertitta. So, yeah, we get a big Houston crowd here.
I went to Landry's last night and had the black and redfish. Fantastic. With the brown rice. Oh, fantastic. It was delicious. There's nothing. You can't get a bed. I mean, at all the restaurants.
Right. We've got Super Bowl this weekend, and then next weekend we've got a long three-day weekend, and in between we've got Valentine's Day. So those restaurants are going to be staying busy.
Absolutely.
For
a
week and a half.
What about for people who are listening who own a business and, you know, business retreats or things like that? Because I know you have spaces, meeting rooms and things like that. I would imagine you get, because I know in Vegas it's this way, it's got to be here too, where you have conventions come.
Well, absolutely.
We know about fantasy football, there's no question. But what about non-sports related businesses or whatever? They probably come too.
Yeah, we do a lot of group business, a lot of meetings for corporations right here on property. We have a huge ballroom that can accommodate. We can seat over 1,000 people for a meal.
Obviously.
And then we've got a lot of smaller breakout rooms for meetings. So.
For meetings and whatnot. That's a great place to get your meeting on right here at the Golden Nugget Lakes. And I just keep saying, I mean, honestly.
Why do we not have our fantasy draft here this year?
I know. That's what we should. Absolutely should. We're all a bunch of degenerates.
We're all a bunch of radio guys anyway.
Yeah. honestly. No, this is a wonderful. I keep on saying, you know, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes away from Houston. As opposed
so
to,
easy to
when do you have to get to the airport to go to Las Vegas, right? How long before your flight? Then the flight is 3 hours. Then you got to get your bags and you got to go. By the time you get, you could have had a 2 hours of playing in the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Yeah, you could have had a drink in your hand and,
or a few. I would have had a few. Why are you going to limit me? Okay, no, a drink in my hand. So that's what I keep on saying, and I'm telling you, and you know Vegas so well,
right?
This is as good as any Vegas sportsbook.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And the casino as well. Yep. I mean, it's not any different than any casino you're going to find in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. No, we've got we even have more amenities than most of them on Las Vegas. We've got the golf course right on property here, tennis courts, you know, a lot of recreation. We've got a marina and a beach for people to hang out on.
There's some property. We've got to get a disc golf course.
He wants a frisbee golf course.
No, disc golf,
it's
we
the same
call
thing.
It.
Frisbee golf course. Is there any plans, Greg? Gregory Hennigan, the general manager, are there any plans for a frisbee golf course
disc
right
golf.
Now?
There are
disc
not.
Disc golf championship.
There are not.
Bring everyone to the hotel and casino.
On
ESPN now.
But we do have, going to build some pickleball courts here on property.
See, everybody's building pickleball.
I know.
Okay.
Me and my brother invented pickleball. Me and Mike used to go down, we'd watch Wimbledon in the summer in Kansas. There were there was no internet. There were things, you know, you had to invent things to do.
Yeah.
We'd go down and we'd take track balls. We had ping pong paddles, and we put chairs in Grandma Zerline's basement, and we'd hit the ball. We were the inventors of pickleball.
And what are you getting paid for it now?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And then look, it's exploding. That thing is exploding.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then we'll be a part of it by Memorial Day weekend. We should have our pickleball
where
courts.
Where are you putting them?
We're actually converting some of our tennis courts over to pickleball.
So pickleball, everybody
well, because
is.
You can, it's easier to play, honestly.
Do people come here and play tennis?
Enormously popular.
People come and play tennis here?
We do get some.
You do get some?
Yeah.
I know this. People come here and play golf because I'm going out
I
there.
I see people with their when they're checking in with their golf bags.
Yeah,
I didn't see anybody with a – the tennis rackets and their little thing over their shoulders, you know, like there's tennis people who bring their rackets, there's pool hustlers who bring their own cues, and then there's golfers who bring their clubs.
That's
the one I mostly see.
That's why I love to be here, because that's what people are doing. This sports book too, if I'm not mistaken, is as big as any of the Landry's property sports books.
Yes. Bigger than any Landry's property and bigger than any other Louisiana sports book. So
it's the biggest.
You've been to Nugget in Vegas. This is way bigger.
Oh, way bigger. Way bigger than Vegas. I think they're renovating, though. Are they redoing Vegas?
They've seen the success of this place, they're renovating
Vegas. Fantastic. It is fantastic. People, if you haven't been here. And like you said, how about Valentine's Day? What a nice little trip after work. Bring her to Lake Charles.
Absolutely.
Or take the day. And bring her to Lake Charles and have in a beautiful hotel. I swear to God, I feel like it's still new, the hotel. Honestly. You guys do an unbelievable job of keeping it like
the upkeep's pretty
good. The upkeep is from
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. We've been open 8 years now.
It really smells.
Wow.
It's like
8 years?
It's still got that new car smell to it too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It does. It doesn't feel like it's 8 years old at all. How many employees do you have here?
2,000.
You employ 2,000. I didn't know there were 2,000 people in Lake Charles. Okay,
they all work here.
Everybody works here. 2,000.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
What a place to manage! Unbelievable. Do you actually? You have to work for a living, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to do stuff, don't you?
A little
you?
Bit, yes.
Yeah. Managing 2,000 people. That's and all the other stuff that you have to do as well. I heard Jerry's coming in today, huh?
Yes, he is.
He is. Yeah. I got to play golf, and I'm going to try and see him after. It is
absolutely.
Jerry is instrumental in us coming here, and we can't be happier to be here and be a part of what's going on here at the Golden Nugget. Gregory, as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for being here. This is so much fun. We love it, and thanks for having us once again.
Well, thanks for coming.
All right, there is Gregory Hennigan, the general manager right here at the sportsbook. At the Golden Nugget, and specifically here, the DraftKings sportsbook.
Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Are you a little bit upset that it looks like John Dutton's going away?
No, I'm on season 3 and they're already starting to lose me. When the girl climbs on top of the guy who has the broken back and severed... Because she's like, you're a virgin? And then she's got to climb on. And then she's like, oh, well, let's do something about this. I'm like, that's not realistic. That guy's literally got a broke. His back is broken. I've got a broken back. Why are you? This isn't what would really happen. That guy would be like, get out. Oh, ow, ow. You wouldn't be sitting there like that. That was inappropriate to do in a hospital, by the way. I'm not going to let Monty see that show.
Well, Monty
and all of a sudden, Beth turned into
Dutton is in it.
Yeah, but Beth turned into a big softy.
No, wait.
Okay,
slow down.
Rip is a big softy.
Rip is a big softy. Rip is a big teddy bear. Women love Rip.
I just know this. Season 1, Yellowstone. I wanted that coach for the Rockets. Way less vibes if you've got Rip as a head coach.
Oh no. Rip ain't putting up with no.
No. Rip is basically Tom Thibodeau, I think.
Yeah. Rip is going to play a lot of defense.
Yeah, Rip's teams are going to get after it. Rip is basically University of Houston. Men's basketball is coached by Rip from Yellowstone. His name is Kelvin Sampson. Or Kelvin Sampson could be in the bunkhouse running stuff in there on Yellowstone. Or Kelvin Sampson could be Kevin Costner on Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah. He could be.
Although that's kind of a bad guy. Costner's kind of a bad guy. Like,
no, he's all about his family. He's all about his
He's
team.
All about the family, but he has people killed.
Well, yeah, but if they deserve it, then okay.
Why did that one guy deserve it? Some of the guys don't deserve it.
I don't know.
He's seen too much. Take him, get him a train ride. He's seen too much.
You're
that one redhead, he got that guy whacked because he's seen too much?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner's not
Keep
a good
your
guy.
Eyes shut, okay? Kevin. Your mouth and your eyes shut.
Yeah,
if
fine.
You want to be around, if you want to be on the Yellowstone, okay?
Yeah.
That's all there is
and he
to
didn't
it.
Pay work. He didn't pay well at all.
Matthew McConaughey's going to take over instead of Kevin Costner.
It's going to be a whole lot cooler.
Yeah, I don't know about his vibe. Can I use that word still?
Yeah, you
about
can.
His because Matthew McConaughey has a vibe.
Yeah, no, he would be great cheering for the Rockets. See, yeah, now you can
see
you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got.
But he's an Austin guy. He ain't gonna cheer for no Rockets.
We can't be having you trying to build this Indian casino. By the way, on that show, it's not Native American. The characters, that's the thing is Indians say Indians. What we call Native Americans, they're like, no, we're not. Stop. We're not Latinx.
Well, they're not. Well,
they're like, we're keeping our same names. We're sorry that you have to change it because you feel bad.
Well, that's what happened with African American as well,
went
right?
Back to black.
Black, yeah. They said, hey.
They're like, yeah, stop.
Right? I mean, so that's because Karen wanted it changed. Because Karen thought, you know what? I'm going to be sensitive.
Mexican American. I don't know anyone who's Mexican American who says, I'm Mexican. I've heard Chicano. Well, that is used.
What about Chicana? Is your wife a Chicana?
There's Chicano and Chicana. That always feels like it's more of an L.A. term, Chicano.
Yeah.
I'm Chicano. You don't hear, like, you just don't hear.
Hey.
And so the Chicanos, I know she's not a fan of Latinx.
She's not?
No. Most are not.
That means you're ex-Latin?
Most Latinos or Latinas or Latinos are not fans of being called Latinx.
Latinx? No.
Our listeners...
No?
Probably not a big fan. Oh, Lazy J. Lazy J, are you proud to be Latinx? What do you think Lazy J would say? Or Mito? What do you think Mito would say?
Well, Lazy J's black.
Lazy J is?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
But he's not really. He's the whitest black guy I ever saw.
Wait. Who's the guy that's... And that's Dell's enemy.
Yeah. He's yeah.
Well, who's the guy that Dell's also enemies with from the warehouse?
Dell's enemies with everybody. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, everybody.
Which one of Dell's... Dell's not trying to be an enemy. He said, it's not that I don't like you. I'm indifferent to you.
Yeah, I don't care about you.
I don't care about... Yeah, I don't have
don't, a... I don't I dislike you. I don't care
I
about
don't
you.
I don't care about you. To dislike you, it has to... It requires
have to
me to
feelings.
Have emotions toward you. I don't care about you.
No, that's right.
And that hurts more if you think about it. That's what hurts more is that Dell doesn't even care about us.
Yeah.
It's not that he dislikes us.
Oh, he especially doesn't care about you, I think.
He doesn't care about you. Don't.
He and I are best friends. We hang out in Kima together now.
He said he did not
in
go
League
for
City.
Sure.
No, he goes to the bar with me. We hang out. We play golf together. That happened.
You played golf together.
Yeah.
You and Dell. That's
me and Dell. At the T-Box.
That's a funny joke.
That's down in our hood, okay? I'm part of that community now, okay? That's all.
When are we going to start talking Super Bowl?
Okay.
Right now, if we were in Phoenix, we would be getting people on to talk about foot fungus medicine, and Dick Vermeil would talk about his wine.
Right now, if we were in Phoenix, it would be 7:29 in the morning,
I know,
and no one would be on Radio Row. So, no, that's not what we
would
do.
No, they're an hour behind, aren't they? Aren't they two?
Aren't they two in the winter?
I think they're one of the...
Oh, it's 1 hour right now? It'd still be 8.
I think their one's kind of like... They're the goofy ones that sometimes...
Yeah, no, it's the same with Indiana. Indiana and Phoenix are both...
right.
They do it sometimes, or they don't do it. And sometimes they're 2 hours, and sometimes they're one. And they're... Yeah.
I never want to do a Super Bowl where we go backwards. The only one I would do is Vegas. That's it. Different. But going back and doing shows at 5 is brutal.
No, and nobody's there.
6 is hard enough.
No one's there. But
even New York, when I was in New York, the first hour in New York wasn't – you didn't have guests. And plus, if you don't have a hot girl to pull guests or you don't have a pre – you know what Peter Burns, he was doing – he was at a Denver station that was way smaller than my station at 790, way smaller. He bought t- time to have his own radio show and sold his time. Guess who he had getting guests?
Who we hired?
He had Jane Slater.
Oh, he had Jane Slater?
He had Jane Slater. Oh, no, another year he probably have Robin.
Robin was in Denver, and we hired her from Denver.
Yeah, but no, he had Jane Slater, who was from Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And he had Jane Slater, who's now on NFL Network. Jane was from Dallas. He goes, Jane, can you help us get guests? So she got Eli Manning said yes to them because Jane Slater asked. He said no to us.
Of course he did.
Because Chris Gordy asked, the assistant program director. It makes a huge difference.
Are you going to say yes to Jane Slater or to Chris Gordy?
Yeah, you're going to say or to Raheel or to Dell or to anybody. Yeah, you're going
to
say.
Well, Raheel got guys to do things I didn't. Maybe he did stuff. I don't know.
But, I don't think he did stuff.
I don't know. But,
I don't know.
But
what do you mean by he did stuff?
I don't know what he did. How did he get Joel Dreesen to run for president of our station?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, but this is getting people you don't know, you don't see. Like, if you get a hot girl, you're going to book more guests at Radio Row. You got to have one going in, or you have to pre-book them, or you don't get guests on radio. You get the same guests that everyone else gets, and it ain't great.
No.
Hey, y'all, you guys want who's the lunatic for the Broncos? You guys want Bill Romanowski talking about smoothies, and he may cuss on your show? Like, I guess we'll get Romo.
Will he spit in our face?
You guys have to. Romo.
At 932 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the Kings of Houston Sports Radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
Hi, welcome back here live in the Golden Nugget. This is our last segment before News of the Weird comes your way in just a little bit, and there is some weird news. Okay, you said it. Let's talk a little Super Bowl. We haven't really talked about it. Who's going to score the first touchdown? That's kind of interesting to me because you could win money with that particular wager.
I'm going to go Jalen Hurts. I'm thinking it's plus 500.
5-1?
Yeah, that's my guess.
I think it might be more. Oh, I had it here. Hold on. I'm going to get it for you. I'll pull it up right here. It is – I don't have it.
If I had one for each team, I would go Jalen Hurts. And
What about Kelsey? Kelsey's the favorite.
Kelsey's a huge favorite. I bet plus 300. I would say
first score 13-2. Jalen is 7-1. 700. 7-1. Miles Sanders is 15-2. Pacheco 8-1. AJ Brown 8-1.
Pacheco.
How about
Mahomes? Who else could it be?
Like a Valdez Scantling or a.
Could be Valdez Scantling. It could be Noah Gray.
It could be.
Noah Gray's going to be at least 15-1, I would assume.
Noah Gray is 40-1.
Ooh. I'd put 1,000 on it.
There's.
If I were you with your money, I'd put $1,000
on Noah Gray. Noah Gray at 40-1.
Are you going to gamble? Then gamble.
Well, no, let's go. I ain't scared of it. I'm scared of 1,000, but yeah. How do you see it? Do you see it? I see it playing out as a shootout.
I do a little bit. Our predictions for Super Bowl are going to come out later for NFL. I had to do those. I think I had it. I think I had it 27-24, which would be right at the number. I actually think that it may not be a shootout. Well, 27-24 is not like it's low scoring, but
no.
I think it'd technically be under, right at the number. I can see potentially Chris Jones. Now, here's the problem. I think the secondary is there to be exploited. Will Jalen Hurts do it? Like, Jalen Hurts is he didn't in the last matchup. It was a lot more running. That's the tough part is I don't know how Philadelphia scores. And I don't mean that like I don't know how they're going to get points. They're going to get points. I think it makes it tough for Kansas City. In their last game, they had 4 rushing touchdowns, you know. But you still have Devontae Smith, and you still have A.J. Brown, and you still have Dallas Goedert. I mean, you've got different ways you can score. Kenneth Gainwell's been a major factor over the last couple games. So, I think it's going to be interesting to see how Philadelphia attacks Kansas City. Did you see Nick Sirianni says he's got a chip on his shoulder about Andy Reid? I mean, this is standard football stuff. Andy Reid came into Kansas City in 2012, cleared out the staff and brought his own guys in. There's nothing more football than that. You just bring your own staff in. And Nick Sirianni uses that as, like, he's Michael Jordan. He's Michael Jordan looking at the looking at the iPad, laughing.
Well, you get fired by a guy, and you're going to be,
Nick Sirianni. But, I mean, it happens to all coaches. You don't get a stay. And you have to go. Rarely do they keep coaches, every once in a while. But Nick uses it and harbors. He said that's kind of who he is as a person. He's a grudge holder. You know, if it helps fuel him, then that's fine.
I've got no problem with that at all.
No. You can't. I mean, it's his own personal opinion. You can't have an opinion, a problem with someone else's opinion. And his opinion was, I felt like I was – he uses it as motivation. So that's interesting because almost everyone loves Andy, and I'm sure he said it was very professional. The way Andy handled everything was great. I remember my dad was with Cleveland and Butch Davis, and Romeo Crennel was hired. And, you know, he just came in and said, I'm going with my guy at offensive line coach, and that's what it is.
That's all.
You go. And that's what Andy Reid did. But Nick Sirianni said, I remember it. I took it, I use it as a chip on my shoulder. Nick Sirianni yelled at the fans in Indianapolis where he used to coach, that's for Frank Reich. That's for Frank Reich. I did it for Frank Reich. Like, oh, my gosh. You talk about a guy who's loyal.
He's a coach, dude.
Remember, he came from Indianapolis where he coached under Frank Reich.
Old school.
Coaches can be loyal to other coaches who are loyal
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely. Oh, that coaching fraternity. You hear Van Gundy.
Jeff Van Gundy's loyal to every coach.
Every coach, ever.
You think Jay Williams doesn't have a problem with any player?
Jeff Van Gundy?
When's the last time you heard Jeff Van Gundy go, man, what a terrible job of coaching?
He thinks it.
Yeah,
but
he would never say it. He would never say it.
I mean, he's going to defend Steven Silas. Listen, Steven Silas did an unbelievable job here.
First of all, what was he working with? Oh, we had Jeff Van Gundy on last week. As a matter of fact, I brought it up, and he said, listen, you're going to have to do – I got to remember what he said, but I did ask about accountability, and, yeah, he thinks there needs to be accountability from the top down, obviously. And he thinks that you got to get better players to work with. We can't keep talking about how much talent Houston has. They've lost a ton of games 3 years in a row. If they're so talented, they win more games. They're not like one good coach away from being a playoff team, I don't think. Obviously, there's not enough on the team, clearly.
They could get more wins out of this team.
Yes.
No, they're not maximizing their talent level. They're just not. Tell me anything you want, but I'm going to tell you, there is no way that this team right now is maximizing its talent. It's
no,
because they look too good at times to look as crappy as they do at other
times.
Right. We're going to have our – you already made your picks on NFL Network, on NFL.com?
Yeah, I'll use the same ones.
You're going to use the same ones. All right. Well,
when do you want to do that?
No, we'll do that this week. We got a long week, so we will absolutely do that. Is there anything else that we – will there be a defensive touchdown? Will there be a defensive score?
I'm going to say no. That's always a big underdog.
It always is. And how many safeties have happened lately?
Yeah.
A lot. There's been a lot of safeties
lately. You ain't getting a safety against Philadelphia. Maybe if there's a holding. But if they're at the half-yard line and they do their quarterback sneak, you literally have a quarterback who can squat 600 pounds and two guys pushing him. I don't know that anyone has ever stopped Jalen. Has he ever been stopped on 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1?
No.
His success rate is off the charts.
I don't know with the shoulder, though, if you're going to take that chance, are you?
They just did last week.
Well, I know, but I'm not sure that.
It's a Super Bowl. They'll take the chance.
Who does this? ESPN put up a pretty good question. Who does this Super Bowl Super Bowl win mean more for, Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes? Probably Hurts. It would get him his first.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this though. Kansas,
yeah, but Mahomes is, once you get a second Super Bowl, you're different. I think I'm going to say Mahomes because second Super Bowl puts you in special company.
Yeah, but first Super Bowl, you got to have that one. Jalen Hurts moves into a different category if he gets that first one, as opposed to being. There's a ton of Super Bowl losers out there. There ain't a whole.
Well, let me put it this way: which one of these guys is talk about as trying to approach the level of Tom Brady? It's Mahomes, and to do that, you got to start racking up Super Bowl wins. And you're in a group right now. You still have Travis Kelce there. You just lost Tyreek Hill. you know, I don't know how long you have. So while you got a chance, you better start racking them up.
Well,
that's the way I look at it.
Well, yeah. No question about that. But Hurts is the –
You know what Jalen's going to get? Product of the system. Could he really – I'm already hearing – I'm seeing the stuff till
no,
still
that's
to this
a load
day.
Of crap. They're a different team with him.
To this day.
Really,
look at all the weapons he has. Like, what? That's just such a weak argument.
Really? Miles Sanders, that great running back? And he just got A.J. Brown?
It was a second-round pick.
A.J. Brown and what?
Traded first for him. Drafted Devontae Smith in the top 10
Yeah, but he's not one of the top running backs in the league.
Bet you he was drafted in the second. Devontae Smith was drafted in the first. A.J. Brown drafted in the first. Dallas Goedert drafted in the second, I believe. That's the argument. You got an all-pro at right tackle. This is the argument against him. All-pro at center. All-pro at right tackle.
How about he's making those guys better?
What? Every time you have talent, it doesn't count?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I mean, apparently it does because Nick Sirianni didn't even get nominated for Coach of the Year.
So, apparently. Yeah, Terry Bradshaw shouldn't get any credit at all for anything he did. You know how many Hall of Famers they had on that team?
Should Troy Aikman get credit?
No. Troy Aikman should not get any credit.
Did you actually mean that, though?
Yeah, when you look at his numbers, he's,
no, the numbers
he's got
are
the
not...
weakest Hall of Fame numbers ever.
It's alarming when you look at it.
Yeah.
You're like, and you can say, oh, it's a different time. And it was in the 90s. I mean, Warren Moon was out there firing run-and-shoot numbers, and that Dallas ran it a lot. And Dallas had more Hall of Famers all over the place than you can – just unbelievable amounts of All-Pro and Pro Bowl talent. But, Troy, those numbers are shocking if you've never seen them.
All right, when we come
relative
back,
to today's game especially.
News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wrapping it up and sending it to our good friend Paul Gallant.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook. Man, we want to thank them once again for having us out here. Just so, so good. Just saw Mike Buckley. Mike was here just a second ago, but he left. We didn't get to say hi. Hey, just a great Gregory Hennigan. Thanks for being on here. Josh Robinson, everybody over here at the Golden Nugget. Jerry, thank you for having us here. We really love it. We really appreciate it. Get here. Go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles and make your reservations for March Madness because it's all filled up. The DraftKings Sportsbook, that's it. Still got hotel rooms available, though, if you want to come here and watch the Super Bowl or the game, big game here. You can do that easily. Lance, does this ever happen to you guys? A woman said that she had to have her husband breastfeed because she forgot her pump. Has that ever happened?
Wait, what now?
So
getting the pump, not having your pump is one thing. That's why you store it.
Right. Well, yeah, you store it. You pump the milk and then you store it.
Oh, I forgot. Okay. I'm not going to say anything. Oh. Where did that happen? In Florida?
In Puerto Rico.
Okay.
She forgot her pump. So she had to have her husband.
That's going to be a hungry baby.
Yeah, the baby's back home, not having. But she said it was hurting, so she had to. She needed to breastfeed, but she didn't have her pump. So
maybe she meant just the husband was supposed to feed based on milk she already had.
No. Yeah, see, I thought it was her husband breastfeeds all the time, and she forgot her pump this time. It is actually she forgot her pump, so she had to have her husband. Do you feel like that's a good job for her husband?
The husband breastfeeds?
Yeah.
No, it's not a good job.
It's a bad job?
It's not an intelligent job at all for anyone involved.
Apparently there was a a plane crash on the 9th green at a golf course in Florida.
Well, how scary is that for you?
Yeah. Well, do you know they did have one out of Pine Forest? They've got a little. They've got a little runway right next to it on the 8th green on the white course.
Does it scare you?
No, it happened at night. I was
no,
there.
But does it scare you? Well, that could happen.
Yeah,
on
that could
course?
Happen. Dude, when you're playing, the planes are right. Oh, you could hit
that's
with
like
your golf ball.
That's like me thinking about a sinkhole or whatever.
Yeah, no, it doesn't scare me at all. But apparently, these golfers they wanted to finish their round. What'd they do? Push the plane off the green. Do you feel like That's
I'm thinking the green got destroyed.
Well, you would think so, but
just give yourself a 2-point.
Oh, that, or he just the plane just landed there, and we got. Let's get this out of the way. I feel like it was the right thing to do. Get this crap off my green. That's what I feel like. Okay, so that's all I'm saying is I'm just saying. A Purdue University professor was arrested. Apparently, he was allegedly dealing meth, propositioning women for sexual favors. Do you feel like that is how a professor should act these days?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, we're in a new place.
We are in a... It's a different...
College campuses are different now, and so, yeah, if that's what needs to happen, who are you to say it can't happen?
Do you feel like this could ever happen to you? A man was planning his trip to Sydney, Australia, ended up in Sydney, Montana. Do you feel like that at any point could happen in your life?
That sounds reasonable to me.
That's something that... I'm going to Sydney.
Book a flight to Sydney. Okay.
Right. Okay.
The wife said, book a flight to Sydney. I've always wanted to go to Sydney. All right. And he types, and here he is. He's in his United and his SYDN. And the top one says Sydney, Wyoming. And the bottom one says Sydney, Australia. He just did the top one.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
He didn't see the Montana in there.
We're headed. This flight was short.
Right.
This flight was supposed to take 14 hours.
I'm pretty sure you had to get a connecting flight too, because nobody's flying directly to Sydney, Montana.
Sydney, Montana. Why
nobody.
Why are we stopping in Denver?
It just doesn't make any sense at all. A couple more airline stories here, Lance, for you. Apparently, do you know what the safest seat on the plane is? A new study has found.
Don't say middle seat.
Because
you collide off
exactly
the two bodies.
Where?
Back of the plane.
Back middle.
Yep.
Rear middle is the safest seat on the plane, because you're the first one that can escape and not help anybody else and get out. It's for a study of 35 flight crashes found that the rear middle seat was the safest.
Well, I don't even want to know how they determined.
I don't know, because those people survived.
What are the, if they survived, obviously, and it's there was less damage done to them, or?
Well, but you figure everybody at the front of the plane gets all the impact.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're like, we're just.
I'm back here. By the time it gets to me.
The fire's way up there.
Way up there. An Ontario couple lost
their blood. Yeah, I'm still trying to get that. And you know what? If I'm going to be in a plane crash, I'd rather go out quick.
You want to be in the front.
I don't want to be in the back with fire starting.
I want to be in first class. The last thing I did was rode first class.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, well.
That's it. I'm over. I'm done. An Ontario couple lost their luggage and found out that it was donated to charity. But they knew where it was the entire time. Do you feel like if your luggage gets lost that the airline should donate it to charity?
No.
Ever.
I don't think that's a good move.
I think I'm going to take points off of that airline's, their credit rating. I think I'm taking that off.
You just lost your credibility.
Paul Gallant is with us next,
coming
right
up
here
next
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We love you. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you back from studio tomorrow morning, everybody.